Hey, Rumi. Psst. Are you asleep? Hello? Aw, you're so cute, going to bed early. Trying to make the day end faster, huh? I wonder if you were able to fall asleep before the drugs kicked in. Let's get you ready real quick. Your shirt, now your pajamas. Fuck. I love seeing you naked. Okay, let me just slip out of this and climb into bed with you. You're so warm. God, that never gets old. I love how when I cuddle next to you, your breathing just slows down like you're trying to match mine. It's so fucking cute. I think your body's just gotten used to feeling mine next to it, you know, every night for the past month. It's like it doesn't know how to sleep without me anymore. Speaking of which, I'm so proud of you. You actually made it through No Nut November. Well, sort of. I mean, you weren't awake all the times I made you come, so it doesn't count. You had the right spirit, so I guess that still counts. What you don't know can't hurt you. As long as you believe you did, that's all that matters. And being your best friend and roommate, I'm willing to tell you any lie to keep you happy. I mean, just look how excited you were today. So excited and so proud of yourself. You really believed you made it through, didn't you? I know. It's wrong of me to lie to you like this, but I don't know. This is all you talked about in October, and how you're finally gonna do it this time. How this year's it, but I knew you could never make it through the month. I mean, our bedrooms share a fucking wall. I know how many times you do it in a day. You're like a fucking bunny. And, you know, sometimes I would time it. I'd just come to your room just a minute after you finished so I could see you. All flushed and embarrassed. God, it was so fucking cute. knowing your crazy high libido, I thought. I could take care of your needs at night while you were asleep. So you could have a better chance of making it through November. I should have known better. The first night of the month, right after the Halloween party, I only gave you a hand job while you were sleeping. You looked so desperate and pent up that day. I honestly thought you were gonna give up in the afternoon. But it worked out okay. I gave you a little something to make sure you'd fall asleep earlier than usual. And that night I gave you 2 hand jobs. But it looked like it still hadn't been enough. So the night after that, it was 3. And you looked like you were still struggling a bit. So I upped it to 4 to 5, depending on the things you saw or did that day. After the first week, my arms were like jello. So I switched to blowjobs. Fuck. I should have just started with that from the beginning. After I had a taste of your cum, there was no way for me to just go back. And I thought, if you felt that good in my mouth. Fuck, I'm getting so turned on thinking about that night. I came so hard the first time I rode your cock. And every night after that just feels like pure bliss. Oh fuck. You're twitching. Fuck. Just when I thought I finally got it. There you go. And fucking cum so much. I can't believe I wasn't able to swallow at all. Fuck, this tastes so good. Now, just let me climb on top of you. Anyways, it was a bit too much at first, you know? From getting, like, no action. To fucking 3 or 4 times a day. Fuck. I can feel your cock pressing into me. Fuck. Fuck, I can't wait. Yeah, so it was overwhelming at first. So I asked my two best friends if they could help me. Fuck. I've never seen them agree to something so fast. Them helping me at night and turning our little sessions into three or foursomes at times. And seeing them use your sleeping body like it was some sort of fuck doll. Fuck. It was so fucking hot. Yeah, at first I did it because I was overwhelmed, but I fucking liked letting you out to my friends. And the photos we took of you. You'd be so fucking embarrassed. And I talked to my friends. And we all agreed. There's no way we can stop this after November. It's just too fucking good to give up. We already planned our sessions in December. Fuck, you're twitching again. I'm gonna come. That felt so fucking good. Let me just lie down on top of you. I love making out with you while you're sleeping. Usually, we'd go at least another two rounds, but I think this is enough for now. I want you to at least enjoy your first solo session tomorrow. I should have enough time to sneak in a quick nap and clean you up before you wake up. Good night.